This segment is brought to you by Jigmaster Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and use promo code PNF20 and save 20% off your next jig order today.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
How you doing tonight?
Splendid. And you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful.
Got to get adjusted here, man.
Yeah. Well, you're a mess. Look at
I
you.
I am.
Been busy.
Been busy, man. Busy. Got big news tonight. Almost spilled the coffee.
That's right. The whole system
Not
would
good.
Have went down.
Not good. show ends early because we shorted out on coffee. Well, I know we've been building this up for quite a while. We're releasing all the details and the info for the 2021 Paddle and Fin Trail Series. Welcome, everybody. We got a few folks in here. We got Susie Roloff. The one and only El Dominguez.
Good.
And Mr. Matt Gibson.
Everyone's
like, I mean, way to show some energy, folks.
It's like just it's like, so for everybody that's listening to the podcast, everyone is miming their excitement.
Well, we're going to start this off. You know, Susie came to me with the idea. Actually, we kind of were like, hey, why don't we do this type deal? And it's been an ongoing process. And, you know, lo and behold, we pulled Jay in. And then we pulled Mr. Titus Dominguez in. Susie and Titus worked together over at Kayak Bass League. And then we pulled in Mr. Matt Gibson, along with our good friend Jason Young, both work over running IKA. Shout out to Jason. He's not with us tonight. He's recouping from surgery, right? Still doing well, Mr.
Yep.
Gibson?
Yep. Okay. Yep, just talked to him a little bit today. You know, he's building up that stamina and just getting back on his feet. So
awesome. Well, thoughts are with our good friend. So, you know, Susie was like, hey, why don't we do this? And I was like, you know, one of the things that's really lacked in our region is a really good solid trail series that made sense. And I think everybody along the way has had some really killer input. And, you know, first and foremost, I think the biggest thing is, like, all of us here are or were tournament anglers. but, I mean, that's the thing. Like, over the years, we've all seen, like, little things we like, don't like, things like that. Really put some really cool thoughts into this and how we can make it awesome. How we can make it great for the anglers competing and so on and so forth. And we're going to get into those details here, but I mean, any of you guys, we'll start off with Susie. You got any input on the whole process that went through here in our numerous multiple meetings and not being able to spill the juice?
Right. Yeah. So it's definitely been on my mind for quite some time. You know, as you guys know, I've been heavily involved with many tournaments in the past through Great Lakes Kayak Fishing Series. That's how I first got started into kayak fishing. And then I was on two staffs with Kayak Bass League as well. So, you know, I kind of dove in head first, kind of got to experience the back end of things first, and then tournament fishing kind of on the side as well. And, you know, as I've went through the seasons and experiences and talked with other anglers, I've, you know, really started thinking, I was like, okay, you know, things are going pretty awesome with some of the clubs and groups and trails and other things like that. But I was like, there's still definitely some things missing. I mean, yeah, kayak fishing is still new-ish in a sense, but I'm like, you know, it could definitely be better, you know? And I'm like, I really want to do something a little bit different than what kind of all the other different trail series are doing. And, you know, I want to make it more focused on, you know, anglers and the community and everything else in between. You know, I mean, a lot of what the other ones you hear about, you know, the top anglers and everything, but it's just like, well, what about everybody else? And what about their stories? You get to hear some tidbits every now and then, but I was just like, that doesn't really paint the whole entire picture of everything. So that's kind of my fuel for my fire.
Right on. Dominguez?
Yeah, no, I mean, when Brian and Susie were the ones that brought the idea to me, or, you know, you guys had been talking about it. And I just, you know, I kind of got excited for it because I think we all have been talking about is that there's kind of a need for this, really. I mean, there's a lot of local clubs that are doing great, but they're local clubs and they don't have, you know, the ability to grow and expand the way we see it going. And then, you know, the top clubs maybe are kind of, you know, guys are having some issues with them, and we want to find something that, like you said, that makes sense for our region.
Sure.
And that's where the idea really spawned from. And, you know, that was just something I was excited to help get involved with and get going. Cause I think it's there. I think that, you know, the kayak community, everything we've seen with, like I said, I've been working with Susie in KBL, and then we've been helping with the Crossroads events and stuff. Like, the community's there. They're hungry for it. People want to get serious about fishing tournaments and really competitive tournaments. And I think this is going to be a good option for them.
Awesome. Gibson.
Yeah, I mean, I was just fortunate enough, you know, you kind of got brought in a little bit late there, but I mean, you guys had a lot of it built already. And from the initial talks with you, Brian, you know, bringing a true regional series to the table, I was like, hell yeah, I want to be part of that. And I'm going to try to do what I can. And it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. You know, Saturday afternoon, Sundays, whenever we got together and talking about it, just, you know, there's nothing off the table because it's new and exciting. And that was so attractive to me to be able to just do whatever you wanted to, a complete blank canvas. And yeah, I mean, you and Susie and Titus and Jay have been completely open.
Don't give Jay that much credit, bro.
Should I just go?
Like, Jay had quality input. Jay had quality input. And yeah, same with Mr. Gibson. I mean, Gibson used up his one good idea for the week several times. I will throw that out there.
I know. The work week was tough, man, without that.
One good idea?
That one good idea in my pocket. Shoot.
No, I mean, I would totally agree, man. I know Jay and I have had several conversations about this along the way. I know I had some ideas that you guys were like, I don't know about that. And we all kind of fed off each other, you know, whether it was a good idea or a bad idea. And we went through and talked them all out and really, you know, put a lot of thought and energy into it all. So we could kind of stand out and be different and do different things that you're not necessarily seeing along the way. So we're excited for this. Let me pull up our first little slide here. So this is the slide and the image that we've been posting up over on the Paddle and Fin Facebook page. I know some of our hosts at the PNF were driving me crazy, so I showed them some of these images just to shut them up for a little bit. But we got 5 trail stops. We got an invitational. We'll explain that. A championship, the Clash of Clubs, and the Open. So we'll start off. Let's pull the schedule up here now. Oh, that's not the schedule. Where is the schedule? Sorry, guys. Bear with me. Bear with me. Oh, geez.
Great show you're running here, Brian. Oh,
dude, I thought Brian. I thought I had everything good to go.
Amateur hour.
Amateur day.
So 4-9, April 9th through April 11th will be at Dale Hollow, Tennessee. We got the open event in the Clash of Clubs. Then the trail series starts. We're starting in Indiana on the Tippecanoe River. If you love smallmouth fishing, you're not going to want to miss that one. Then we move up to Michigan on the Coldwater Chain. I believe there are six lakes, Susie, correct?
Five or six. Yep.
With moving water running through there. Then we come over to Madison Chain. Then we have the Fox River in Illinois here. Then we go over to Ohio for Lake Erie and the Maumee River in the Toledo, Ohio area. And then the Invitational and the Championship will be held on the mighty Mississippi in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Schedule sexy. Please.
Yeah, buddy.
So I know when, you know, I had dropped some hints to some of our hosts at Paddle and Fin, and one of the reoccurring things that came up was river tournaments. Thanks a lot, Brad Hicks. but, you know, that's a thing. Like, there's not a ton of river events. So what we tried to do, you know, because you typically have guys that fish rivers and gals, and guys and gals that'll fish lakes. So we tried to make it so there was the best of both worlds. Like, stop in Indiana. There's actually two lakes in play there, plus the actual Tippecanoe River. Same thing with the Coldwater Chain, so on and so forth. So it's going to be really nice because you're going to have the best of both worlds. So if you're a river guy, you're going to have that moving water. If you're going to, you know, primarily stick to lakes, you got that pretty much on every option with the exception of the Fox River. We don't have any lakes there. You guys got any comments on any of that good stuff?
I was going to say those are all some really good locations, particularly like Madison.
Yeah,
you know,
Madison's one of my faves, dude.
Yeah, that's
one of my faves.
That's the place to be for all the big fish, for sure.
One of my faves.
That is.
So we're going to start off with the open. It's going to be a 2-day event, April 9th and 10th. $100 entry fee. Top 10% are going to get paid, and the top 10% will qualify for the championship. This is an opportunity, and we'll get into the Clash Clubs here in a second, but this is an opportunity for folks that may not be in that Midwest region and are going to come out for the Clash Clubs event, or maybe just the 2-day open event, and can qualify to fish the championship up in La Crosse at the end of the season. We will have a big bass payout for day one and two. There's going to be live music, food, and we're working on the expo portion, trying to get vendors out there to display products and stuff like that. What I will do is I'm going to pull up a little something. Who's getting chased by the police right now?
Yeah.
That's probably in my background. I got my windows open right now because it's been gorgeous outside lately.
Isn't it just corn around you? Like, I didn't know you live around people.
Well, no, I moved, but I mean, I'm still in the city. So, I mean, you know.
So this is the venue we have set up down there in Dale Hollow, courtesy of Jay Randall's drone here. So here's going to be the big question, right? With Corona and everything like that. Obviously, you guys can see there's a field here. That field is even bigger. Mm-hmm. If the camera were to turn around. So if we need to spread people out, we absolutely can.
It's huge. It's 40 acres, right?
90 acres.
Oh, that's the number. Okay, 90 acres.
If we don't have those restrictions, we can use the inside of the barn. There will be food and drinks served by the resort. Obviously, a lot of you guys heard that we were down in Dale Hollow just a few weeks ago. What a coincidence. Same resort that we're working with down there, Eastport Marina. Shout out to them. They're setting us up with this venue location, so it's going to be super cool. We'll have plenty of room for everybody to move around and things like that. Funny statement here. Chris Johns said there's no fish at Dale Hollow. Actually, we scheduled it specifically around when that spawn should be going on. So with that being said, the fishing should be pretty stellar. When we were down there, I forget the guy's name, friend of Adam Reiser's, caught a 20-inch smallmouth. Reiser put up, what, couple 17, 18, 19-inch largemouth. For that event, all of Dale Hollow and its tributaries will be open for you to fish. Check-in will be at that location. Anybody else got anything on that?
A unique thing about, being on Dale Hollow that time of year compared to other events that have traditionally been in the springtime, big events anyway, is we have an opportunity to host a relatively big event during the spawn season. So we're really hoping that this will be very appealing to a lot of anglers, and especially at a location like that. So I'm really excited about it, and I hope everybody else will be too.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the thing too. Like, we had a discussion originally. We were talking about putting this on the docket for fall and doing the championship there. However, we found out very quick how bad we were at fishing in the fall time and on Dale Hollow. But, that was the thing. National championship has moved to the fall. We're trying to work around all the grassroots clubs. We don't want to take away from them. A lot of them have their championships around that time we were talking about doing it. You have the TOC in fall. You got a lot of championships in fall. So we figured, why not kick the season off with a bang? It shouldn't be stepping on anybody's toes. I know one of the big things is we were looking at water levels and weather for that time of the year. And I think for the past couple of years, it's been right around the 70s that time of year. So that water's warming up. Those fish should be moving up on bed. And according to the marina down there, that's usually their two hottest weeks of the year for fishing, or I should say three, is that first week of April to the third week of April, because that's when it really starts warming up. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah, now, I know you guys struggle down there, but I mean, that's a legendary fishery down there. I think it still holds the world record smallmouth.
Yeah, it's like 10 pounds or 9 pounds or something like that. Yeah.
And I mean, if you've been around bass fishing at all, you've heard of Dale Hollow.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It's a legendary spot. Beautiful.
11 pounds, 15 ounces.
There you go.
1955.
The dink.
Now, during that weekend, we have the Clash of Clubs.
There we go.
Here in the Midwest, guys may be familiar with the Crossroads series, where nine clubs get together, battle it out to say who's who for the Midwest club. And we had talked about this after the first one. I was like, man, I could see this being done on a national scale. Yeah. And I was down there this year, and I was like, we need to add this to our schedule. So we're trying to get minimum 50 clubs to send their top three in AOI standings from this season to battle it out for the top club in the nation. We already have a list of clubs that we've already reached out to that are already signed up. I think we currently have like 16 or so. I know in the Midwest, IK, Grubby, MKT, Topwater, I'm pulling these all off my head. NYKBF is sending a team down. We also have Palmetto State Kayak Anglers, I believe. Adam Cawley is asking, any clubs in Georgia? I know Dan Perry was talking with the club he fishes with, and I believe Jimmy Skinner was talking to his club. So now that we're releasing this, Adam Cawley, I'm glad you asked this question. If you want to send a team from your club, please reach out to us at pnftrail@gmail.com or message our Facebook page or message me personally or Susie, and we'll get you guys on the list. You can send three anglers. It breaks down to $75 a guy, $225 per team. Top five teams are going to get paid as long as we got 50 clubs. If we go over that a little bit, great. But think about that. If you got 50 clubs with three anglers in each club, that's 150 guys. You're looking at a payout somewhere around $5,500, $6,000 per team.
That could change.
And then the payouts will go down from there. So if it's $6,000, that's $2,000 a guy. To come and have a blast. Plus, you can fish the open during your pre-fishing. That's why we put the open in front of it. So it's going to be a great time. I know the marina down there is looking forward to having us down there again. Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to have some live music. I'm sure our friend JL Fuchs is going to be playing and a couple other musicians. Like I said, we can spread out in that huge lawn if we still have COVID restrictions, things of that nature. And we're currently working on setting up vendors down there as well to come and show stuff. Mm-hmm. The marina is actually a new canoe dealer and a vibe dealer. So they'll have boats to demo. We're going to try working on getting some other boat manufacturers out there as well. Some accessory companies, things like that, anything that's fishing related. We're going to try getting them out there get some stuff in front of your guys' faces and kind of keep going from there.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything else on those two?
Well, I mean, this was one of the events when you guys brought this up that I got really excited for, because honestly, the Crossroads has probably been my favorite event to be at. I haven't actually fished it, but I've helped, run the first two. And it's an awesome time. And getting the different teams together is really cool. Competing as a team is really fun. Mm-hmm. And that's just here in the Midwest. It's just, like you said, it's just 9 or 10 teams that come to Crossroads. So the idea of having 50 teams from all over the nation showing up to fish.
Yeah.
That geeks me out a lot.
I know there's been some teams talking smack already, and actually Matt was on the winning team this year, and he's being really quiet right now, and that kind of scares me.
Yeah.
No comment. Yeah. I like that.
Talk when you win, man. Yeah.
He's so humble.
It was a little redemption there. A little redemption from the previous series.
Yes, it was.
The air is a lot different at the top of the mountain.
I think it's going to be a great way to kick off the season. Like you said, we're all going to be coming out of the winter.
Yeah.
Jack to start getting back on the water and getting down, like you said, to a well-known fishery in a good time of the year.
Yeah,
it should be a blast.
Absolutely,
it's like opening day. It's like opening day baseball.
Yes,
like it's opening weekend.
Right. Yeah, and I think one of the things we're going to try to do is we want this to be a yearly event. So a traveling trophy, kind of like Crossroads does. So the winning team would have that trophy till the following year, and it would get passed on to the next team. Maybe they'll defend their title. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I know when I talked to Dustin Nichols, I believe they're trying to send a team up from his club down in Texas. And he's like, oh, man, you guys don't have a chance. And I was like, some strong words, bro. Yeah. I'm not fishing in it, but I'll be right there by your side. So how does the team scoring format work for the team club, Clash of Clubs? So it would be best five fish from all three anglers, total inches. So you got opportunities there. That leaves a lot of open doors. So whatever your team comes in with for the day, total inches is going to win it. I'm correct on that, right?
Yep.
Sounds good. All right. Susie's shaking her head. Yes. So we're good. We're good. Yeah. And as we're going through this, guys and gals, like if you guys have any questions, please drop them down in the comments and we'll answer whatever you have. So moving on to the actual trail stops. We got no membership fee. No membership fee. This is basically an open trail series. $80 per event. AOI points is going to be 500 for first place. Subtract 2 points for every spot going down the line. Top 10% will get paid. I got a payout chart here. First through fifth place will qualify for the championship. Sixth through 15th place will qualify for the invitational. Also, on top of that, if you're in first through 50th place in AOI at the end of the season, you will qualify for the championship. If you're in 51st through 100th, you will qualify for the invitational. You guys got anything on that?
What I love too, the kind of the little note here for the, you know, the placing and the qualifying for the championship and invitational is that you're going to have to fish your way into the championship. I think that was one thing when we all started talking that was very important to us. And so it's kind of the way it's set up is that if you can only make the one event or, you know, or in your area or maybe two events, you have a real good shot at qualifying for the championship. And even if you don't, you can qualify for the invitational and earn your spot that way. And I thought that that's just a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing, man. Like you said, Titus, like our big thing was is it's got to be earned to get there. Our goal is to shoot for 100 in the championship, maybe slightly less. But, you know, with that format and the way we're doing it, you know, it's not just going to be like, oh, you know, you qualified. Good job. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, you know, for those guys that may not travel, and what we did is we basically took a map, drew a line from the top, the border of Illinois and Wisconsin across. And, you know, I've always felt like Ohio's kind of been like the redheaded stepchild, right? They've kind of got tossed around and this and that. And from that line, we tried to pick bodies of water that were within an hour north and south of that border or that line we drew, so to speak. So if you're in southern Illinois, yeah, maybe a bummer and a little bit of travel. But I think when we really looked at it, the most you're going to have to drive, like if you're in that far south going to certain, you know, three of the stops should be within 8 hours or less, depending on where you were at in those states. So that was a huge thing when we had talked about that. You know, obviously, you know, travel is everybody's biggest concern. And along with that, at each stop, we are currently putting together hotel discounts and campground discounts. That was something we forgot to mention as well. We will be releasing very shortly details for lodging and camping discounts down on Dale Hollow, both through the resort there. They will have some camping available. They will have cabins. They will have houseboats where a team could rent out a houseboat to stay on, you know, during their stay down there. But not only that, the gentleman that runs Eastport Marina is the head of board for all the marinas on Dale Hollow Lake. So he is also reaching out and chatting with those folks around the lake to set up the same deals. So we'll have a list of that stuff put together. And we'll, for these trail stops, as we get all those details definitely hammered out and signed off on, we will be posting those as well. So if you're planning on hitting, you know, a trail stop, we're trying to make it as convenient as possible. At the trail stops, we're already talking with kayak shops. You know, Susie mentioned community. Having kayak shops come out to each event at the weigh-ins, you know, maybe the night before during the captain's meetings, things of that nature. Doing boat demos, having product for sale. You know, I've done it before going to an event and forgot something at home, things like that. You know, and you're in a pinch and you're trying to scramble to find someplace. We're trying to have some of that stuff set up for those guys and gals that may have forgot some, wanted to pick something up, you know, didn't get a chance to run to the kayak shop, things like that. So we're working on that as well. That is one thing like we really wanted to do, was work with the local shops, you know, give back to the local communities we're going to be fishing at. Maybe you didn't know there was a shop in your area, you know, things like that. So, that is something we're definitely working on. This is a great question from Kyle Von Leuven. He's MKT, right? Topwater guy. Right,
we talked to that guy with Mike Anderson.
I'm just making sure my brain isn't totally fried out.
I was waiting to see how you pronounce the name.
I was crunching numbers for payouts before we started this, so my brain is. but he asked KBF rules. So our rules are pretty much KBF rules with a few different changes and additions. We will be catch boards only. I think that's the biggest thing. Catch boards only. So, you know, the big thing there is there's just been too many issues along the lines of cheating and things like that. So we're going catch board only. Doesn't have to be the aluminum board. It could be the carbonate board. So, you know, that was one decision we all came across together was catch board only. We're not discriminating against boats. You are allowed to use motors.
One motor.
One motor. Yeah, one motor. That discussion happened recently. You know, I had issues when I was fishing out of a Blue Sky and I couldn't fish some tournaments, and that really ticked me off. And, you know, it's like, we're all in this together. It's made by a kayak manufacturer. I see both sides of the fence, but at the same time, you know, let's go is my man.
Jeremiah.
We will get to Jeremiah here. Easy.
And Brian, kind of tagging off of, you know, kind of where you're going with this too is, you know, we want to be all inclusive, you know? So like if somebody only has like a little Pelican or like you, you know, you had a Blue Sky or whatever, you know, just because somebody thinks, you know, oh, well, that shouldn't be classified as a kayak, you know, it's just like, this is what that person has. Why should we be excluding them just because of that reason? You know, we all started off, you know, somewhere, somehow in a little crappy kayak, you know, and if that's how somebody starts off and ends up, you know, winning lots of money and picks up, you know, sponsors on the way, that's awesome. That's what we want to see. You know, we want to see people succeed in this and learn and grow, you know, and what better way and opportunity that we can present to anglers out there.
Absolutely. Adam Cawley asked, electric motor only. Yes, that is correct. Electric motor only. Gibson's upset. He wanted to get the 2.3 horse Honda on the back of his new canoe.
I've seen that, man. It's like, I got my Everroot 75. It's like, I never get on plane, but I'll still get there.
So this image here is current payout schedule. You know, I know that's a big concern for everybody. So at the top, you got number of entrants, places paid down the left-hand side. We said top 10%. So this will be a good solid structure. This will get posted up. All these images we're showing tonight, we will post up on the Facebook page. But not only that, we will have a tournament page uploaded with all the info on paddle, the letter N, and fin.com. So this will all be up on the website, guys and gals. This includes Big Bass. We subtracted $5 for Big Bass. It'll just be one Big Bass, no hourly. So you could see the Big Bass numbers on the bottom. If we got 100 people, Big Bass will win $500. This is minus PayPal fees, minus Tourney X fees, and the Big Bass for the placing payouts. So I think it's pretty straightforward, pretty conservative, and I think overall across the board, you know, you're gonna walk home with a decent amount of change if you're in that top three, but you're not gonna get totally crushed if you end up at the bottom tier, which is where I expect Gibson to be.
And the other awesome part about speaking of payouts is, you know, we are aiming to be able to not only do, you know, 100% payouts, you know, minus the fees and everything, but you will get paid when we announce the winners. You know, yeah. Our dispute period ends when we start our award ceremony, you know, so whatever happens during the day, you know, whatever things you come across that, you know, happened or whatever, it got to get submitted to us right away. You know, there might be a rare exception to that, you know, if there is, you know, something legally or something like that. But, you know, most cases, you know, we're going to be able to pay everybody out during the awards ceremony, and then it's all said and done right there.
Yeah, that awesome. That was something we talked about too. You know, was having that payout right after the awards ended, like right there on the spot, paying you guys out. But not only that, you know, one of the ways to prevent that is we need for everybody in a paying spot, five judges to approve all the photos in those paying out spots. You know, myself and Susie will not be fishing this event. Matt is more of an advisor role. Titus, kind of same thing. He's still staff. He's not sure what he wants to do. We all know Jay is not a tournament fisher.
I'm going to be looking for pike everywhere we go.
I know. So you don't have to. I mean, that's a thing. Like Matt will be one of the guys, more than likely, that does look over their fish, but however, in the event that Matt does end up in one of those paying spots, we will remove him from that equation and bring in one of our outside sources to do so. So that way it eliminates that, you know, question or factor that may come up down the road. We want to make this as fair and upfront as possible. So that way, you know, guys and gals are feeling like they're actually getting what they came out to fish. Sorry, I just saw Chris's.
No,
will there be mail-in fish? No, we'll all have to be uploaded to the platform.
Yes, in person.
But yeah, in person. But one of the other unique facts about this as well is, and we haven't even touched on yet, which I'm surprised we didn't touch on this before, but these events are going to be live streamed. We're going to have people on the water chasing around boats and actually streaming these events. At the weigh-ins, the check-ins, things like that, we are going to have you know, the stream going. We're going to grab random anglers and talk about their day on the water, things like that. Like Susie touched on at the beginning, we don't want to just focus on, you know, those top finishers, which don't get me wrong, we are going to put focus on those people that are taking home checks. But we're trying to build this so it's a platform for every angler that competes gets a piece of that spotlight. We're all trying to get to the same place. You all are going to travel, fish hard, work hard to get there. And we want you guys to get the max out of it as possible. So that's one thing too, where this is going to be totally different. We may have some people from the local areas on during those streams, talking about the area, the fishery, things in the surrounding area, and so on and so forth. So, that is one thing too, that's going to be super unique is having those boats on the water, following guys and gals around, giving updated reports as the day progresses. And as the guys and gals are out there fishing and catching fish and things of that nature. You guys got anything to add to that?
I think that was one of our goals when we were setting this up was setting up things for the anglers. Like you said, our concentration is going to be running the event. Even you brought up me as an advisor, but I really don't plan on fishing any events. I know I was kind of on the fence about the Fox River event. Local for me and, yeah. And I do love River Smallies, but no, my plan, and like you guys said, for the most part, we're just there to run the event, and the focus is to get the anglers' names out there and get the guys that are fishing the events, the publicity, the ability to go out and get sponsors, get their name out there, boost their social media accounts and stuff, and, you know, and start progressing the sport in that way.
Absolutely. And that's the thing too. Like I want to make this statement right now. Like we're not Hobie, we're not KBF, we're not BASS. We're not trying to compete with those folks. We've tried to work around their schedules, even though some of them may not have release schedules, things like that. But, you know, that's the one thing. Like, we're not looking at it as competition with those folks. We're just doing our thing, and we want to make as many opportunities as we can out there for all those competing. So that's the take on that. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, everybody involved here is tournament fish out of a kayak. So, I mean, it's by tournament kayak anglers for tournament kayak anglers.
Absolutely. All right. Everybody's wondering what this is. The Invitational is a second chance to qualify for the championship. So we went over it before. Either you play 6th through 15th at a trail stop, or you're 51 through 100 in AOI. The Invitational is going to be a $100 entry fee, but it's going to be a one-day event. But what we're going to do is withhold $20 from each entry fee to go to the folks that don't qualify for the championship. That following day, you can stay and fish for big bass. Kind of similar to what KBF did with those that didn't make the 100 cut. What we'll do is an hourly big bass that following day after the Invitational. So it's not like you came up, wasted a whole trip. That was the thought process behind that. So you got a second chance to qualify for the championship. And then that second day or that very next day, you could stick around and just fish for big fish. And we're talking about our good friend Jeremiah Burrish. He's up there with Explorer Lacrosse. We've already talked with him. We've set the dates. We are good to go. We're not interfering with any other tournaments that weekend. Jeremiah and I were talking. He's going to work on some lodging stuff for us as well up there. But I know you haven't been to Lacrosse yet.
I still haven't gone up
there. You're so lame, dude.
I know.
So lame.
You know.
But Matt hasn't gone up there either. He's lame, too.
I haven't been up there yet either.
What is wrong with you guys?
You have to drive past that. That one, what's that one city up there? Chicago? Drive past that.
Drive around it.
Yeah, drive around that one. Yeah. But La Crosse is such a beautiful area. A stellar fishery. I've caught multiple smallmouth over 19 inches. Anytime there's an event up there, there's
multiple
20-inch largemouth. What's that?
That can't be right.
19 inches. 19 and a half, 19 and three quarters. Dude, I got picked.
That wasn't on a catchboard. I know that.
It was on an aluminum catchboard.
That was an 18.25.
Jeremiah's on my side. He said he's shaking his head at you guys.
The Hog Trough Chronicles.
Dude, it is an amazing fishery. And that time, and at that time of the year, the frog bite should still be hot, which everybody knows, like, you know, frog bite up on the mighty Mississippi in La Crosse area is just fire. Yeah.
That time of year, will it be a mixed bag that time of year?
Depends what you're fishing, bro. Can't give you all the juice.
Hope you like pike.
that's true too.
Bring extra frogs.
Yeah. might want to up the thickness of your braid.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So, like we mentioned earlier, championship. We're shooting for 100 people to fish that championship. So that's going to really determine how many opening spots from the invitational. But I believe, what did we talk about originally, Susie? Like 15% would go?
Yes, 15%.
Okay. The top 15% from the invitational would get into the championship. So let me pull up this championship. $100 entry fee. Qualify, place first through fifth at each trail, at one of the each trail stops, top 50 in AOI. Everyone fishes day one. Day two, only the top 10 compete for the champion. Remaining field will compete for big bass, kind of like what we mentioned for the invitational. In that top 10, we're going to have a camera boat on each person on the water for the live streaming of that event. So whoever is in that championship, you're going to have a boat following you around, or a kayak following you around all day long, streaming what you're doing, how you're catching them, and all that good jazz. Okay. So that's kind of like an FLW format, right? Like that's how FLW does that. You know, the last day, the top 10 only fish. And that was our thought. And again, we wanted it to be where if you went up, fish the championship, and you bust out on day one, at least you still have a chance day two to fish for that big bass event. So you're not wasting your time. You can stick around, see the championship, enjoy the waters of the mighty Mississippi and all that good stuff. And I think it's a pretty killer idea. I've never seen it done in the kayak world like that. That FLW format. So, I mean, I'll let you guys chime in on your thoughts for that too. All right. Not all at once.
It's like everybody just like, wait, like looks at everybody like, who's going to talk? I think it's going to be cool, man. I think Jeremiah said he's going to put up a few more cell towers for us.
There's plenty of service.
That'd be great. And Jeremiah, let me know when you're done.
There's plenty of service up
you
there.
Know, you got a little bit of time. No, I mean, it's but from what I've heard, that the location is the place to be. I haven't, Jeremiah's invited me out. I haven't been able to go yet. Timing just hasn't worked. So, but yeah, it's, I heard the frog bite is pretty insane.
Well, I like that, like the idea of, you know, like, basically, you could have like this Cinderella run. Like somebody could come from the invitational, fish day one of the turn of the championship, then qualify for day two. It could, you know, it can be really cool. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of the eliteness of only 10 anglers competing on day two. Like that, it just makes it really exciting, and it makes it like you have to have earned your way to get there. I love that.
Mm-hmm. That was Titus's idea, wasn't it? The invitational.
So. That wasn't
mine. I don't know. Maybe.
No, sure? That was wasn't that one of Matt's ideas? One a week.
Did I just take away from Matt?
Like he's at the top of the mountain just watching everybody talk.
I'm used to it.
His leg doesn't matter anymore. After, you're all beneath me.
After this ends, I'm going to get a message. You are now removed from the news. Yeah.
No, you should have got that email before the show.
Yeah. Oh,
ouch.
Yeah, it's... Touche. Touche.
Oh man, now you're boatless. Now what?
That's right. Get a stand up paddleboard.
There you go. Yeah, an SUP. There we go.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I see Chris just dropped in the comments. A lot of thought went into the series event. Will be fun. And I got to agree, man. You know, everything along the line, I mean, it's got me excited. It makes me want to fish the series, although I know I got way too much on my plate to do so. But, I mean, that's the thing. And that's something we didn't mention, too. So, Susie's going to be the head tournament director.
The queen.
The queen. The queen.
The queen TD.
I'm just the side.
Look at that. It went right to her head like in a second. Yeah.
Usually does. Know, usually like, does.
You know, Adam's gonna have to put bigger doors in a house for your head to get through. You know? It's like, where are your doors? We just took them off. So like, this doesn't work for us anymore.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super stoked. It's just a lot of thought, a lot of energy. I think it's going to be a ton of fun for all those that make it out to an event. And that's the thing, too. You know, I had a conversation this morning with a good follower of the podcast. And, you know, he said, hey, I'm stoked to hear what you guys have to say. I got to miss a live, but I'll catch up later on. And, you know, I kind of sent him this image here of the actual schedule. And he's like, oh, that's pretty sweet. Oh, one thing we didn't mention that just popped in my head. AOI is going to be best 3 out of 5. So if you only fish 3 events, those 3 totals will count towards your AOI race. If you fish all 5, your best 3 will go towards that AOI race. Open does not count for AOI, but you can qualify for the championship at the Open. Top 10% will qualify for the championship. You know, it's interesting. You know, it's you know, we kind of place these all, so making at least 2 of the events should be easy without a ton of travel. You know, and again, that all relates to where you're at in the Midwest and things like that. But, you know, down the road, there has been talk of expansion, maybe 2022, something like that. Our main focus is just running the 2021 season. We'll see what the feedback is at the end of the season and kind of make decisions from there. But, you know, our main focus is just focusing on this. I'm not thinking about, you know, other regions for 2022. It's too early to do that. We want to put all our time, energy, and effort into 2021 right now. After 2021 is over, we'll talk about 2022. But currently, you guys can see the schedule. Again, this will all get posted up on social media, and on the Paddle and Fin website as well, by end of the day tomorrow. So
awesome venues there. I mean, that's a hell of a list right there.
Heck yeah. And not only that, I think every spot has both largemouth and smallmouth. If I'm not mistaken,
if you go up into the lake at Tippecanoe, you might run into some largemouth there, but if you stay in the river, it's going to be all smallmouth. Or mostly smallmouth.
Love it. No. So if you're a largemouth or a smallmouth fisherman, you're going to have the best of both worlds at each stop. with the exception of Tippecanoe kind of being mostly smallmouth. But who's going to argue with that?
Yeah. Really good smallmouth, though. Yeah. Really good quality.
Faux show. Well, let's close this out, man. Jay, we'll start with you. Final thoughts?
No, this is good. No, I mean, it's like everybody was kind of saying that this was, you know, for that's you. Yeah, this is, you know, from, you know, something created from tournament anglers, for tournament anglers, kind of cherry picked the best things that we thought would work. You know, tried to simplify it, make it the most fun. You know, I mean, and, you know, to Brian's point for 2022, I mean, whatever, you know, whatever can evolve from this, you know, we'll go into 2022 and, you know, just trying to keep it, you know, as positive as possible. And, you know, just trying to, again, you know, make it for the kayak anglers. I mean, that's what's most important. There's some key points that we did that I like a lot that really kept me from a lot of the tournaments. So I don't do a lot of tournaments these days. You know, it's like I like to cherry pick. You know, I like to go to Madison. That's why I always liked, you know, one of the other trails out here in our area. But some of the other ones I wanted to fish, you know, it's like I couldn't because, you know, you all the other red tape that goes with that. So now that's all gone. So now you can do whatever you want, which is good.
Absolutely. Gibson.
No, I think it's awesome. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for those guys that fish local events and just kind of want to throw their hat in some regional events, but not have a huge commitment at the end of it. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for guys to get out there and kind of stretch their legs a little bit and see what they can do against some different competition. So it's going to be really, really exciting in 2021.
Heck yeah. What's up, six shooter?
Hey, man, you know, I'm pumped for this, man. You guys have pretty much hit it all. This was, you know, designed by anglers for anglers. I'm hoping we get a good response to this and that people like it because I think, you know, people are hungry for a series that is going to be competitive, that's angler-driven, that's, you know, focused on the anglers, focused on getting them paid, getting them sponsors, getting them exposure. And I think we've kind of covered everything that we need to do to make a great series here. So hopefully it works out and next year's a blast.
Amen. All right, Queen.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Brian, when did we first talk about this? Like what, back in June, I think? Was it when we were at the campground?
Yeah, it was when we were at Madison.
Yes, at the Madison Chain. And, you know, I had been thinking about it for quite a while, but wasn't in a position to really make it a reality. And then, you know, having been part of Paddle and Fin now for just over a year, I'm just like, now's the opportunity. Now is the time. And I have, you know, these resources available to me. And, you know, I'm not only excited to be able to like run this, but I'm so excited to be able to, you know, do this for you guys, for everybody, for all our anglers, for all our watchers and followers and all the people out there, you know, who are just like out there be like, you know, I kind of want something different, you know, but you know, what's the next, you know, kind of fun thing to go to where, you know, hey, I might matter or where, you know, hey, I might get interviewed, you know, or something like that, you know, it just being able to just, you know, bring this to you guys just, you know, gets me excited too. Cause it's just, you know, for a long time, I've wanted to have something where it's just angler driven, you know, and highlight them in the community and just, yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait to get it started. Bradley John, what's up, man? he's my savior. you know, he helped patch up my kayak trailer out in Madison, actually, when we were first talking about, you know, creating our own thing. And one of the support beams to my trailer had just broke. And he's like, yeah, I got a shop that I could weld it together. I'm like, okay, awesome. So big shout out to Bradley John there. Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, I mean, working with all these guys here, you know, we all have, you know, the same drive, the same focus. You know, we all get along great. We all have, you know, awesome goals for this, and hopefully, it's all going to work out great. So, yeah.
I agree. I mean, if you look at Paddle and Fin as a whole, what have we done for the community? We've tried to highlight all anglers, all manufacturers. We've tried to educate the community, whether it be the Bass Fishing for Noobs segment and techniques, you know, the reel down spotlighting tournament anglers, whether it be a small club in Canada or the Hobie BOS series. You know, we've tried to pull all kinds of facets from the kayak fishing world, right? So, I mean, that's the thing. We have a track record by doing that, and we're taking it a step further for those folks that are really interested in getting into the trail series. And again, like I mentioned earlier, like, we're not Hobie, we're not KBF, we're not BASS. You saw those entry fees. We purposely did them low like that, so it was affordable to the average Joe, but still had some pretty damn good payouts. And I will say too, like, those payouts we did show, and they'll get posted on the website, that doesn't include any sponsor giveaways, you know, things like that, like, you know, sponsor incentives and things like that that are in the works. And as that stuff gets dialed in and nailed down, that'll be released to you guys and gals. You know, the one thing that I will say is not a dime of the money is being held back for anything but for you guys. It's right now, those payouts we put was 100% payout minus fees. Now, those numbers can change into a plus area. I will say that they will not go down. So that's the thing too. Like, it, you know, there are some things out there currently that are withholding money from the actual prize pools. So, you know, that's the thing. We want it to have a grassroots feel, but on a bigger scale. And not only that, but give back to those grassroots clubs that, you know, are participating in our Clash of Clubs and things like that. You know, that was the one thing, like, we talked about, you know, when Matt and Jason Young came on and we were all discussing this, you know, they're like, well, what are you guys trying to do? You know, is this going to take away from our club? That was one of their concerns. And we were like, absolutely not. We want to give more opportunities for the guys in your club. And there's going to be a ton of opportunities this year for everyone across the board with, especially in the Midwest, with what, you know, all the local clubs are doing, MKT, Topwater, you know, so on and so forth. So we're trying to work in unison with everybody and make it so there's an opportunity basically every weekend throughout the season for guys and gals to get out there and compete. We're just going to do a couple of added extra things to make it a little bit more appealing to those that want to fish our events. So I think that's it. Anybody got anything else? You guys are such a talkative group today. Man. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how Jay's always got the one word answers.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, boys and girls. Till next time, tight lines, smooth paddling.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode on Paddle and Fin. Don't forget to go check out our website at paddlenfin.com. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel at Paddle and Fin. If you got a question, comment, want to hear from a future guest on a future episode, feel free to email us at paddlenfin@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Paddle and Fin on Facebook and Instagram. Shout out to our show supporters, Angler. The Angler button and app just makes for a better time on the water and creates a virtual logbook for every fishing outing out on the water. Shout out to Rocktown Adventures, located in Northern Illinois, for all your kayaking, camping, and hiking needs. TRC Covers, protect your investment. Catch Products, shout out to Catch Products. Go to catchproducts.com and put the Paddle and Fin logo directly on your catch board. Shout out to Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com, use promo code PNF20 and save 20% on all your jig and tackle needs.